proclamation number 1567 dated the August 14th, 1940. Confess Jesus Christ before the world. Divine protection. Whoever declares his faith in Jesus Christ puts his life into God's hands, even if the world and its power threaten him with the most bitter battle indeed, since the mere articulation of the divine name emits strength. The Savior's love blesses all who give themselves to him, i.e., who believe in him and keep his commandments. Jesus' life serves only a few people as a guiding principle of their life. However, anyone who tries to follow the Lord in all things will soon become enlightened and will not want to renounce the divine Savior and Redeemer because his love expresses itself so comprehensively that it perpetually increases the human being's longing for the Father in heaven. It is like an unceasing rain which soaks the parched soil with his indispensable word that comes from above to the people on earth and forever urges them to acknowledge him, whom the world wants to deny. And the human being who so obviously feels God's strength should support this word. He should speak frankly and freely about everything the Lord has taught on earth himself. Thus the person should do everything to prepare the human heart to receive the truth, which is mentally conveyed to the person from above. The Lord himself says, "Whoever confesses me before man, him I will also confess before my Father." Single quote. Thus Christ gave people the duty to defend his name so that anyone who does may likewise receive divine protection when he requests help from the Heavenly Father. Whoever upholds the divine name will be involved in the fight against him, and the world will attempt to remove every memory of his activity on earth from people. People will be threatened with harsh penalties which are intended to undermine the faith in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. And the human being will have to struggle considerably in order to stand firm against all suggestions of evil-minded influences. Only that person will be strong and free enough to speak on behalf of Jesus Christ who, in faithful prayer to the Lord, conveys his distress and worry and asks for protection and strength. Because the Lord grants this to all of his defenders when they confess him as the divine Lord and Redeemer to the people. Here the divine might will provide visible proof that it is stronger than worldly power. It will guard each earthly child irrespective how it confesses the Lord and Savior. Consequently, the human being need not worry that he could be harmed by the earthly power if he is a supporter of the true Christianity. Jesus Christ can never be eradicated from the world of hatred and heartlessness even when the fight is openly conducted. Anyone who loves his earthly life will find his heart beating anxiously and will observe the worldly power's law and hence betray his Lord and Savior for the sake of earthly success. However, anyone who does not fear death will openly confess the name of him, who has redeemed the world from its sins. And worldly power wants him to do penance for this. But the Father in heaven shields the earthly child with his hands and to the adversary it now appears as if superhuman forces are fighting against him, and by the unmistakable calm in spite of threats he recognizes the strength of the divine word and the loving care of the Heavenly Father who protects his own if they confess him before the world. Amen.